Kala Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tmura, Bavli, Daf Yud. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Dalet, Amad Aleph, the second last line of the page, Ve'en HaBayef Mitzdarf. And in fact, the correct Gish should be Ve'en HaKli Mitzdarf. Then we ask the question, why does Rabbi Leva require putting dough in between Tahor and Tamei doughs? Doesn't the Kli join them anyway? Dorosh Yud Magpil Al Tahor Rufay, Ein HaKli again Mitzdarf. The command says something that he is adamant about avoiding its mixture, the Kli does not join. Something that he is not adamant about its mixture, combining, the Kli does join. Ifa Tameya Ifa Tahira Osu Kadova Shuhu Makpid Al Tahu Vasi. A Tamei Dough and a Tahu Dough, they made them like something that he is adamant about its mixture, that it shouldn't mix. And therefore we need the extra piece of dough to combine them. The Ifa Trela. The Gemara says that our Mishnah is discussing a dough that is a Rishon Latura, but if it were a Sheni, there's no concern for touching a Sheni to Tevel, means to Chala. He wouldn't be adamant about their mixture, so the Kli joins them, and he need not put dough in the middle. Tani Rabbi Lai Amar, Mishum Rabbi Leza, Tomim Min HaTahor Al HaTamei Balach. The Bible says that Rabbi Lai, quoting Rabbi Leza, says that we may separate Truma from Tahor on Tamei only for something that is moist. Ketzad. How is this? Kov ha-shidesim b'Truma v'hu mevakish l'Torman b'Tahara. Maybe mashpech she'en b'fiv k'beitza v'male oisai zesim b'noisnoi alpi chavis v'nimsa toirim min ha-mukuf. If he pickled olives b'Truma and wants to tie them b'Tahara, he brings a funnel whose mouth does not hold a k'beitza, fills it with olives and puts it on the mouth of the barrel, and it turns out that he separates Truma min ha-mukuf from something which is close by. Lamali pachos mekabeitza afilu kabeitza v'loi piruim inun. The Gemara asks, why must the funnel's mouth hold less than a kabeitza? Even if it is a kabeitza, are the olives not crumbs? Each is less than a kabeitza, so they cannot be metame those that are on top of them. Shoyle tamos zesim harba. The answer is, this is lest he be metame many olives, means those in its mouth become tommy from the brine in the barrel. Amuloi einecha kori lach ele yain v'shemen bovad. The Chacham said to Rabbi Leza that the only fruit juices that are called wet are wine and oil. Brine of olives is considered dry, and the decree against tithing Torah on Tamei applies to everything dry. Heich avida koyra achas l'shtei boyreis she'en koyreis l'boi achad. According to the Chacham, how does the Torah separate Tumah from Torah on Tamei for wine or oil? One beam is pressing liquids from the fruits into two pits, or two beams press into one pit. Both of these are called minamukov, something nearby. The Gemara asks, when there are two beams and one pit, one part became tummy, is not all of it tummy? Rabbi Lar b'shem Rabbi Yasa, Tipata Shahi Vatai Tola Asusam, Tefisa Achas, Venimlach Vasam, Shtei Tfisos. Rabbi Lar, quoting Rabbi Yasa, answered that the case is that he intended to make one pit, and he made two, and due to his initial intent, this is called min hamukov. Rabbi Yosi Babun had a tema kusha nitma, which is a mishashila or mishakifa, which is quite nearer the tema matara. Avinim nitma ad shaloi shila vad shaloi kippa leibada. Rabbi Yosi Babun says that this is when it became tamei after shili, which is scooping it into barrels, and kippoi, which is removing the grape skins and pits from the throat on top. For then it was proper to take truma after final processing the tahara. However, if it became tamei before that, those acts of shilui and kippui, it wasn't said that one may be toim from tar on tamei. Rav Tavi, Rabbi Yosha, b'shem Rabbi Yanai, halacha, k'Rav Leza. Rav Tavi, quoting Rabbi Yosha, quoting Rabbi Yanai, said the halacha follows Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Hoshea, which is a halacha, k'Rav Leza. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Hoshea, said the halacha follows Rabbi Leza. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Chanina ein halacha k'Rav Leza, was Rav Huna quoting Rav Chanina said that the halacha does not follow Rav Leza. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel ein halacha k'Rav Leza, and Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun quoting Rav Yehuda quoting Shmuel said the halacha does not follow Rav Leza. Asa uvda, I should say koimei Rabbi Imi v'lehayri ama ta'otai kol kabel trei inun. A case came in front of Rav Imi and he didn't rule either way. He said there are two opinions on each side, means Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yosha against Rabbi Chanina and Shmuel, the other familiar quoted them, and therefore he didn't rule. Amali v'ha Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman moyu yishtei. They said to him, but Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman ruled like Rabbi Lezer, like he taught in the name of Rabbi Hoshea. Means we may rely on what was done in practice. Afilu kein lehovi, and even so, Rabbi Imi did not rule. Hadnalach perk peiros chuzlaretz.